Message number 1257. Once confusion enters the church, it creates discord. Know that this does not come from God. Tuesday, November 4, 2014 at 16:33. My dearly beloved daughter, the book of Revelation has opened and each layer is being revealed to the world. Every church on earth which honors God struggles within to retain its faith in God. Each church has been attacked and has been brought to shame by those who commit terrible sins from within and who then condone their actions by declaring them to be the will of God. Not one church which advocates the will of God has been left untouched where wickedness has gained a grip and where the truth will be substituted with every excuse to deny God in all His glory. Once confusion enters the church, it creates discord. Know that this does not come from God. Once different interpretations of the truth are introduced, the path that leads to my Heavenly Father is strewn with weeds that multiply rapidly. When this happens, there results a muddy road which is unsurpassable. The path towards my Heavenly Kingdom has been made known to man. It is a simple path and is clear of any impediment once you walk along it with confidence in your heart. My enemies will always try to block your way, and if you listen to their taunts, engage with their lies, and allow doubts to cloud your judgment, then you will find this journey to be a torturous one. The Word of God remains now as it always was, and the Ten Commandments are clear, they will never change. The way to God is to hold firm to what He taught. God does not compromise, nor does He condone any attempt by man to change the truth. If you believe in God, you will follow His commandments, accept the Word as it is contained in the Holy Bible, and stay on the one true path to His kingdom. Blessed is the man who is righteous, for he will through his subservience to God receive the keys to paradise. Anyone who tries to cajole you into accepting anything but the truth is not to be trusted. Trust only in God and never be tempted to deviate from His Word, for if you do succumb to this pressure, you will become lost to me. Your beloved Jesus.